USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Thousands of people in and around Richmond, Indiana, remain away from their homes thanks to a huge fire at a recycling plant. Richmond Fire Chief Tim Brown says a dozen buildings filled to the ceilings with plastic continue to burn.
It is very difficult. We have to have enough water to overcome the BTUs that the fire is producing. And we're on a small water main in this area, so we really didn't have enough water.
Brown says it could be Saturday at the earliest before crews will contain the blaze that's put a massive cloud of toxic smoke into the air. No word yet on the cause. Falling grocery and gas prices contributed to a drop in the government's top gauge of inflation. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% last month and by 5% from a year ago. Last month's year-over-year rise in inflation was 6%. A 5% annual gain is the smallest annual gain in nearly 2 years. Beware of traveling to Russia. That's the warning to all of us in the USA from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. This in the wake of the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. The State Department's man in charge of hostage affairs, Roger Karstens, says Russia has still not allowed U.S. diplomats to see Gerskovich.
By international law and convention, we must receive permission to conduct a consular visit. We're hoping the Russians allow us to do so. Will that happen? It remains to be seen, but that is an obligation by convention and international law.
Karstens says his office is also working to win the release of American Paul Whelan, and an offer is on the table. The call is growing among Democrats for longtime California Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. The 89-year-old's been out sick with shingles since early last month. Combined with the absence of Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, it erases the Democrats' two-vote Senate majority. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A warning from a judge is not stopping former President Trump from speaking his mind on social media. And an authority on presidential rhetoric says other warnings aren't working either.
Many, many people have told him that he shouldn't communicate the way he does, and that definitely doesn't stop him.
Texas A&M professor Jennifer Murcia on the New York judge who told Trump to refrain from social media posts that could incite violence. She says that warning probably isn't enough.
If the judge gives some teeth to that, you know, there's some repercussions, he'll probably still push it right to the limit.
Murcia says Trump's always used social media to control his own story. And if the judge in the hush money case in New York clamps down further, it could be a big test of the First Amendment. In Miami, a lawmaker wants to make sure the 1961 failed attempt to free Cuba from Fidel Castro's communism at the Bay of Pigs is not forgotten. Milano Reyes is hosting a ribbon-cutting and monument unveiling tonight at the Bay of Pigs Memorial Park. He says only about 500 of those fighters are still alive.
That's why it is important and necessary to keep this type of history alive. So people know and people that come after us understand what happened. Why the Cubans came to Miami.
The monument shows a rifle-toting fighter emerging from behind a Cuban flag. It also includes a plaque explaining in both Spanish and English the history of the operation and its consequences. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.